Chapter 65. Hannah Wexler walked into Jesse's office and sat down in a chair. Molly appeared behind her in the doorway and raised her eyebrows. Jesse shook his head faintly.
"You bastard," she said. "You think my husband is the Nighthawk?"
"I do," Jesse said.
"I knew you'd find a way to use the free swingers against us," she said. "A cop is a cop is a cop."
Jesse said, "I need to ask you an impertinent question."
"You are nothing," she said, "if not impertinent."
"It's a question that needs an answer," Jesse said. "How long has it been since you had sex with your husband?"
"Jesus, you are out of control," she said.
"How long?" Jesse said.
"None of your goddamn business," she said.
"Actually, it is," Jesse said. He took the Nighthawk's last letter from his drawer and gave it to her.
"What's this?" she said.
"Read," Jesse said. Hannah read the letter carefully, as if Jesse might be trying to trick her. As she finished, her face began to redden. But she clamped her jaw and read it again carefully. When she was done, she placed the letter on Jesse's desk and sat back. The letter lay on the desk at an angle. She leaned forward and carefully squared it to the edge of the desk. She stared at Jesse. "I got 7 names from the swinger women yesterday, of men that watched but didn't touch," Jesse said. Hannah continued to stare at him. "All 7 names were Seth Ralston," Jesse said. She continued to stare. Her mouth was a thin, straight line on her red face. "I had Molly call every woman that was at the meeting except you," Jesse said, "and ask each of them if Seth Ralston had ever touched them. All of them said no." Her shoulders hunched, and her neck seemed to get thinner. "You have sex with your husband," Jesse said, "in the last 3 years?" Hannah suddenly made a low, harsh screaming sound and doubled over in her chair, hugging her knees and rocking back and forth. As she rocked, the scream changed to a steady, keening sound. Molly appeared in the doorway. Jesse put up his hand and nodded that she should stay there. The keening and rocking continued. Molly came in and sat down in the chair next to Hannah and put her arm around Hannah's shoulders. Hannah turned awkwardly toward her and pressed her face against Molly's shoulder. Molly patted her hair. Hannah moaned. Jesse sat silently behind his desk with his arms folded. It took a while, but eventually she got herself under control and sat up. Jesse pushed a box of Kleenex across the desk. She took one and blew her nose, and another and wiped her eyes. Jesse held out the wastebasket and she discarded the used Kleenex. She took a fresh one from the box and held it, apparently in reserve. She breathed as if she'd been running a long way. Finally, she said, "I'm sorry."
"I am too," Jesse said. "Have you not had sex with your husband for 3 years?"
"At least," she said. "And before that, it was no good." She looked at Molly. "I had to work so hard just to get him ready."
Molly nodded.
"All he wanted to do was look and take pictures," she said. "I'll bet there's 500 nude pictures of me in his computer."
Jesse nodded.
"That's why we joined swingers. I'd get sex out of it. I didn't want to cheat on my marriage, but I like sex. I need it. And he got something out of it without cheating on his marriage."
Jesse nodded again. "And it didn't occur to you that he might be the Nighthawk?" Jesse said.
She shook her head. "The closest I got," she said, "was to think, wow, here's a guy with the same hang-up Seth has. But then I'd think, good, Seth has the swingers."
"Hard anyway to think your husband would do such a thing," Molly said.
"But he did," Hannah said. "He did, he did, he did."
"It was you who told him we were going to have a meeting," Jesse said.
"Yes," Hannah said. "He calls me on his cell phone now and then. It's awkward. I'm straining for conversation."
"Did you tell him about having the meeting?"
"Yes."
"Will you tell him about our conversation?" Jesse said.
"No," she said. "The disgusting little pervert. How he could do this to me. I've tried. Jesus, I've tried. I wanted so much for this to work."
"You love him?" Molly said.
"Half his female grad students were in love with him," Hannah said. "Literary, masculine, adventurous. They thought he was Hemingway, and he cultivated it. Safari jackets, aviator glasses. He even used to have a beard."
"And you were the one that got him?"
"Lucky me," Hannah said.
"Do me a favor," Jesse said. Next time he calls, tell him about this conversation. I want him to know that you know and I know.
I can't talk to him anymore, she said. He makes me want to vomit.
It'll help us finish this, Jesse said. He hasn't hurt anybody yet, but he might. And he might miscalculate and get caught, and somebody's husband will kill him.
I don't care, she said. After what he's done to me, fuck him.
Care about the women he may traumatize. Care about the husband who might kill him and have to live with that for the rest of his life. She looked at Jesse for a while, as if he puzzled her. Then she said, I hadn't thought of it from that angle.
Tell him enough so he knows we know, Jesse said.
Hannah nodded. How the hell am I going to write my dissertation? She said.